Welcome to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightened discussions with authors, creatives, innovative business, and health professionals, and ordinary people living extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time. Now here's your host, Vicki St. Clair.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. And I guess now that Halloween is out of the way, that we're officially entering the holiday season and the holiday party season. And if you're anything like me, you're probably looking in your closet and thinking, I have nothing to wear, even if it's bursting at the seams. I never seem to have anything to wear. My first guest is someone who takes an artful approach to personal style. She's going to talk to us about developing our own style by introducing color and by identifying what's unique about you so that we stand out in a good way. And coming later in the show, we'll be talking with Tosca Reno of Eat Clean fame. She's giving us some energy and beauty tips, and Tosca says, yes, you can have a younger, sexier you in just a few minutes a day. She went herself from being a self-described flabby 200-pound woman to a slim and sexy fitness expert. She's 50 now, and I'm telling you, she really looks good. She's got rock-hard legs, rock-hard abs. She looks really good. She did all of this past the age of 40, and she's now a best-selling author, and you can read many of her articles in Self and Shape and Fitness in Style, Women's Health. Anything to do with health and fitness. But first, I'm pleased to welcome Jennifer Robin to the show. She's written a beautiful book, really lovely book. She's an author, an artist, and personal style consultant. And you can tell that from looking at her book. Let me bring her on and we'll share her journey with you. Jennifer Robin, welcome.
Thank you, Vicki.
And I should say that your book is called Growing More Beautiful, An Artful Guide to Style. And it's described as a book that will redefine your approach to how you dress, how to stand out rather than fit in, how to show off your personality rather than hiding it beneath boring clothes in blah colors. You've been in the fashion industry for a long time. Tell us a little bit more about your background, Jennifer, how you got involved in fashion.
Well, I started as a fashion stylist 25 years ago, and I authored my first book was called Clothe Your Spirit, Dressing for Self-Expression, and that was at a time when dressing to win and dress for success were more popular. So this was introducing the idea of self-expression to how we dress, and I think that what we want to do is communicate to others something about ourselves, and that is really more of a dress for success model than the idea of a corporate look and things being too matching and stiff.
I had to laugh when I was looking through the photographs because I did work with a lot of people in the 80s. They had those big shoulders and those little neckerchiefs you're talking about in the book.
Well, my first book really pioneered, I think, the change toward a more self-expressive type of dressing. And as you mentioned, I'm also a visual artist. I'm a painter. And as I've continued to work with my clients over the years, I've become more creative myself. I've taken inspiration from all sorts of things, including nature, art. And I think we want to show others how we're expressing that unique quality. And the fun and playfulness in doing that only makes us more attractive.
So tell us a little bit about your book in general, because it's not a typical, you know, here's a woman in her 40s and this is how she dressed before and this is how she's dressing after. It's not like that at all. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, I want my readers to start to explore the idea of learning to see like an artist. And that is what will allow you to have a more creative approach, have more fun with this process that we have to do every day. We need to get dressed. And I think there's just been too much emphasis on what not to wear, on getting it wrong, on being a before. And I want to open up the idea that this is a creative, colorful, playful part of your life that you get to experience every day. So put have more enjoyment with it.
And I think it's always makes you feel better when you dress nicely. You know, whatever your style is, if you're dressed accordingly to how you feel, I think it makes you feel so much better, don't you?
I do, of course, and I think what we notice, what we find attractive in people is both that they have a glow that comes from their passion in life, from the things that they love to do, from their excitement, and also confidence. You know, sexy is not tight jeans and high heels. Sexy is knowing what's attractive about you and projecting that. And it's also being a person who you can see is in love with life and is willing to share and be warm and kind towards others. And that comes from also feeling good about yourself.
Yeah, and I can tell you do, because I would say this, you know, your book is written from the heart and soul. And as you said, you're an artist, and there's a lot of artwork of yours in here, too, which I think makes it really interesting to look through. I was driving around Tacoma yesterday, because I live down South Sound, and I went into a couple of different stores, and I counted a total of three people at separate stores in their pajamas.
Really?
No. I was thinking of my father, because he was known as a bit of a clothes horse, and my grandfather too. And I was thinking, my gosh, my dad would be turning in his grave, because his big thing was, why do people have to wear jeans every day? He never owned a pair of jeans. And I thought, I wonder what he'd say if he were here right now and saw these folks in their pajamas with these big, baggy, dirty sweatshirts and flip-flops on. I'm all for comfort. I'm all for comfort. But let's look at how we can be comfortable and get some style into our day. I think one of the things right now is, you know, we're obviously getting in cooler weather. We are experiencing a lot of rain up here in Seattle right now. How do we transition our wardrobe from summer to winter, and without losing all sense of color and prettiness? We're women. We want to be pretty.
Well, let me give you a little tip. The time to decide about your wardrobe is not in the morning when you're getting ready for work. It's the best advice I can offer you is to take a little time, maybe an hour over the weekend, get yourself a rolling rack, something that you can set outside your closet, and separate pick a few outfits by color and mix and match and play and think about this as an artist would, that you're going to play with some of your clothes. The great thing about winter is that we can layer, and the more you layer, interesting textures, patterns, and rich colors can be mixed, whereas in summer we're looking for a lighter type of feeling. The fall, winter, holiday is luscious with textures and shapes and so take some time to enjoy that, but not in the rush of the morning when it's dark and you don't feel like it. Yeah. I think that's what happens with the baggy clothes, is that everyone's feeling kind of tired and overwhelmed and they just don't really feel like getting it together. But a little planning can really help you pull yourself together quickly and feel much, much better about yourself. Nobody feels good when they're not dressed well.
That's true. I remember reading a long time ago that Joan London, who used to be on ABC, Good Morning America, used to get out a whole week's worth of clothes on Sunday night so she didn't have to think about it.
Well, I like to wake up in the morning and see what kind of day it's going to be, what kind of mood I'm in. But the time I've spent perhaps on an afternoon or over the weekend just fooling around, putting things together, seeing if something from last year can be worn in a different way, maybe buying a new pair of tights or leggings, a scarf, putting that all in a fresh combination. And then each day, I want to know by the weather and how my mood is. I find that something that's very pleasurable, to add the last little touch of accessory, to just leave the house feeling like I've created a little miniature work of art.
I love scarves. I love scarves. I have a whole rack full of scarves at home. But they can really, you can take an outfit that you've had for a long time and really change it with a different scarf, can't you?
Scarf, jewelry, the way you mix textures. You know, you don't have to always wear solid with solid and then add a scarf, perhaps a print blouse. Or this year there's a lot of plaids, stripes, dots. You might even consider mixing one of those with one of your floral scarves for a fresh pattern mix.
What are the in colors this season?
Well, what I'm noticing is that camel, which sounds kind of like something that's a creamy gold color, it used to be in the past more of a tan, but now I'm seeing it's very buttery. It's really pretty. A color that I'd almost call a lingerie color, like a peachy, creamy tone that looks wonderful with dark brown. Of course, as we get into holiday, there's all the gem tones. And I think, of course, women, you know, love to wear black, but I'm encouraging them to mix the black with the camel, with the skin tones, with deep greens. Make it more, think of a painting. You wouldn't just have a black painting with white. You'd want to see something interesting that moved you, that made you feel happy and warm and and inspired. That's how we can use our colors to create that sort of portrait.
Mm. A lot of your book talks about ageless beauty, obviously, because the title of the book is Growing More Beautiful. And you think age is just a number and it should never be an issue in clothing. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that. I want to ask you how we can look fresher and how we can look great at every age. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. My guest is Jennifer Robin, and her new book is called Growing More Beautiful, An Artful Approach to Personal Style.
Fashion's a stranger. You think fashion's your friend, my friend. Fashion is danger.
Parkinson's disease affects as many as 1 million people in the United States. At the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, it's our mission to beat this disease. To learn about the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, or if you want to help support our work, visit our website, pdf.org, or call us at 800-457-6676. In the Northwest, contact the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation at nwpf.org.
A live expo is coming to the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall November 13th and 14th. Sample natural organic products, enjoy health lectures, cooking, yoga demos, and even an eco-fashion show. Lots of product samples, too. Advance tickets $5 online or $10 at the door. Go green November 13th and 14th. Details at liveexpo.com. And at the event, visit the Alternative Talk Pavilion to meet Vicky St. Clair from Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. Coming next week on Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. He's charming. He makes you feel good. He's your soulmate. But he's also toxic. Renowned expert and TV personality Dr. Lillian Glass joins Vicky to share how women can learn, heal, and set themselves free from toxic men. Join us next Monday at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. And get podcasts of past shows at conversationslive.net.
You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. Talk radio to brighten your day.
It's alive!
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You think you know fashion, but fashion's a stranger. You think fashion's your friend, my friend, fashion is danger.
And welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. My guest in this segment is Jennifer Robin, and she's got a great new book out called Growing More Beautiful, An Artful Approach to Personal Style. This is a really lovely book about fashion because it's blended with art, and I think Jennifer really poured her heart and soul into putting this book together. There's a picture here. I don't know if those of you on webcam can see this. I'm holding it up if you can. But the tag that goes with the picture says, when I meet someone for the first time, I often wonder, what's the story behind this nondescript head of hair with no discernible style? And I just love this. I got soaked this morning and had to scoop my hair into a clip. But I was telling Jennifer before we came back live, she has the most incredible head of hair. And it's this lovely steely gray color. You said you can get off a motorbike after wearing a helmet and it still looks the same, right, Jennifer?
Well, it's very thick and curly. And, you know, my hair started to turn gray when I was in my 20s. So it's part of my personal style and I've been working with it. So when we talk about gray hair and getting older, there's so many different options out there, and you have to just find the one that's right for you.
Yeah, and color, the clothes that you wear, obviously make a huge difference, because I have a cousin who went prematurely white almost in her early 40s, and everybody comments how beautiful her hair is, but you have to have the colors to complement that, right, when you're putting your clothes, your wardrobe together. What kind of colors do you like to wear?
Well, I always tell people that gray hair is not a low-maintenance option. You really need to wear colors and makeup that really flatter you and really keep your face looking bright and vibrant and youthful. And I have, you know, rich Mediterranean coloring, so I wear all the purples and reds. But it's different than when I was younger. And I think the reason that I called my book Growing More Beautiful is I don't feel that as we get older, anything is lost, that as we mature, we become more of who we are and we can become more beautiful. I know I feel that way.
Right, right. So let's look at some of the tips we can use to make ourselves fresher. If we are feeling, you know, I feel old today or I feel drab today, and especially in the winter, you know, so many people in the Pacific Northwest get the winter blues. So what can we do to cheer ourselves up when we're feeling that way?
I think you're asking me the question that I'm most commonly asked, especially at when I sign books. There's always someone in the audience that raises their hand and asks that question. And the thing I think is important to remember is that as we get a little older, we want to update. We don't want to continue to do the things that worked for us in our 20s and 30s. We want to look ahead and say, well, how am I different? How have I grown? How can I add to that? And it may be a whole new hairstyle. It's definitely time for a makeup update. Color becomes even more important. But with that comes the confidence that you've gained to make those choices and to be yourself.
How do we develop personal style? Let's talk about that, because I said in the beginning that you help people find what's unique about them. And so instead of trying to fit in, you encourage women to stand out in their own unique way. What are some of the tips? You know, I think some people have a natural style about them. They know what looks good on them. They know what kind of shapes and formats fit work well for them. Other people struggle to find that.
Well, I think personal style goes hand in hand with what I've been talking about in that confidence to be yourself. And one of the best ways to start to identify that is my book is very visual, and we love to look at things. And each of us responds differently to what is beautiful. So when you're looking through magazines and catalogs, tear and rip out anything that appeals to you. Don't censor yourself and say, oh, I can never wear that. I don't have the figure for it. I'm too old. Just cut out the things that you like, and then lay them out and look at that and see if there's some words that you can use to describe what you're seeing. And just, I think, opening up our eyes, our consciousness to all the possibilities is what starts to help us develop our style. And if you have current magazines and catalogs, you'll start to see those same items in the store. And instead of saying, oh, no, that's not for me, you'll say, wait a minute, didn't I just tear that out of a magazine? I love that color or shape or style or look.
Yeah. I have Vogue magazine delivered every month, and a friend of mine was flipping through it the other day and said, it's all commercials, it's all clothes for sale. And I said, but that's what Vogue magazine really is all about. You get ideas from there, even if you can't afford the clothes that are in there. It provides ideas for you, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I do workshops, and each one of the women in the room will have completely different photographs that they've selected. And we're all so unique in the way we put things together. We just need a little more permission and also to bring a sense of playfulness and creativity and fun to this process, you know, especially in the colder winter months. You know, join up with a friend or a group and make this, you know, remember how much fun you had as a girl playing dress-up. This is no different. We just need to enjoy ourselves a little bit more and not fear doing it wrong.
Right. You mentioned that in some of the material I received, stylists, you know, a lot of Hollywood celebrities, we think, oh my gosh, they have such sense of style, but they do have stylists who pick out their clothes for them. And one of them, of course, is Rachel Zoe, who has her own reality show. And I have to confess, that's one that I do watch because I do like fashion. what makes Rachel Zoe and stylists like that? What kind of things do they look for when they're putting together a style for somebody?
Well, first of all, they usually know their clients, and it's the same when I work with someone. I get to know them. I don't just look at them as a collection of, you know, they're not just figure and hair color. I want to know what their personality is. What's their spirit? How can I bring that out? And I think that's what makes Rachel Zoe really very good. She understands her clients, and we need to also understand ourselves in the same way. The other thing that Rachel does, and she looks at each person like a painting, like a work of art, and I talk about that in my book. How do you learn to look at someone head to toe and create the total look? And I think we tend to be a little shy that we're going to do it wrong, and the most important thing is to overcome that so that you can learn when you look in the mirror to really see yourself from head to toe without feeling critical and think of yourself more as something really beautiful.
Yeah, good advice. Since so many people are on a budget right now, and with the holidays coming up, everybody wants to look as good as they can. One of the tips you give is about getting the look of designer jeans without spending big bucks. Share that with us, if you would, please.
Well, I think that one of the there really has been a silver lining to the recession in terms of the prices of clothes, the availability of things that are more affordable. And I've also used it as an opportunity to really, as I keep talking about, to play more. And the Gap, Levi, many of those moderately priced jeans are cute and wonderful. And I think if you, it's great to update your jeans every year. If last year you're wearing a boot cut, then try a slimmer cut. There's ways to wear that, even if you're you don't have a perfect skinny figure. And you know, I think that the designer jeans, it's good to try those on too, but I think there's so much emphasis on them solving all our wardrobe problems, and they really don't.
Well, it'd be nice if they did.
Yes, it would be.
Now, for attraction, everybody wants to look attractive, and especially at the holiday party season. What are some of the best ways for singletons, I stress for singletons, to catch the eye of the opposite sex?
Color. Especially warm colors, beautiful colors. If you imagine a party and you see this room full of people dressed in black, which black, of course, has got some great things going for it, but you're going to really find yourself attracted to the person that's wearing color. And not just, you don't have to look like a circus tent or a rainbow. Some colors can be very rich and complex and interesting. They can be layered together. And I think you'll find that's the person you want to go up to at a party, is the one that has that luscious kind of combination of colors that really attracts you. And I think that women think that men really like sexy, but men also, what they really like is warm, and they like something that seems approachable. And the same is true for men, for your men listeners. That women love to see color. It's just, we're that kind of a visual species, and I can't encourage you enough to experiment. It doesn't have to be over the top, but just something that you love to wear will just give you that confidence and the glow.
A little opposite to what happens in nature with many animals, then, because the male is typically, you know, you think of the peacock strutting the color, and the female is more subdued, but we want to be colorful too.
Colorful in a way that, just think luscious, think sensuous, think gorgeous. It doesn't have to be, you know, bright, flashy 80s color. It's something can be toned and just reflective of you and what's beautiful about you, something from your eye color, your hair color. Reds are wonderful for bringing out sensuality, smiles, the blush in the cheek, all those wonderful things. Colors can really support us and make us more beautiful and really create that glow.
Mm. So we're almost at the end of our segment, Jennifer, but quick question. What's the biggest mistake you see most women make when they're dressing?
I think they really are afraid to look in the mirror. You know, they're afraid of what they'll see, so they don't look. They just kind of do a quick glance, and if you can overcome that and kind of move your hands away from your eyes, and I think that it takes some time. It takes time trying things on, and I think that the biggest mistake is to just be so critical that you don't give it a chance.
Okay, and where can listeners find out more about you?
My website is growingmorebeautiful.com. You can order my book on Amazon or ask for it at your local bookstore, and be sure to visit my website and blog and for all the latest, what I find is important, the newest new.
Yeah, you actually had a great blog post in here that I just want to share very quickly with our listeners. It was called Staying Engaged. You wrote it on June 15th. But it talks about color and it has some really great ideas in there, I thought, to get people started on the track with their wardrobe.
Well, the recession has really taken a toll on everyone. And I think staying engaged we need this for ourselves. It really provides us with a lot of joy. And there were some ideas in there that can help you stay engaged no matter what your budget or circumstances are.
Lovely. Thank you so much for being with us today, Jennifer Robin, and her book, Growing More Beautiful, An Artful Approach to Personal Style. Lovely book, lovely illustrations in here too. Thank you, Jennifer, for being with us today.
Thank you, Vicki.
And please do stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to continue how we can look fabulous for the holidays with Tosca Reno. She is the lady who wrote The Eat Clean Way. And she's written a great new book called Your Best Body Now, A Younger, Sexier You in Just Minutes a Day. Please do stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair.
If you missed a show on Conversations Live, check out conversationslive.net for dozens of free podcasts. Topics range from health and healing to business and career growth, from personal development to creativity, adventure, and the challenges of the human spirit. See conversationslive.net for talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. conversationslive.net, making a difference one word at a time.
Hi, I'm Andrea Kay, America's leading career expert. I know it's going to be a great conversation when Vicky St. Clair asked me to offer my career advice on her show. Vicky asks thoughtful questions, she's thorough, she works hard to bring you great guests who walk their talk with information and solutions that can lift your career and better your life so that you'll live well, live strong. My advice? Tune into our conversations and all the interviews on Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair for thought-provoking insight and tips on the things that really matter in your life. And visit AndreaKay.com, that's Andrea, K-A-Y.com, for information about my books and loads of free practical advice and inspiration for your career.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Dene, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Making a difference, one word at a time.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking today. Well, we're going to try and get ready for the holidays today because we all want to look good and fit into our clothes, and we want to look sexy and fabulous during the holidays at those parties. And so my second guest today is Tosca Reno. She has written a great book called Your Best Body Now, A Younger, Sexier You in Just Minutes a Day. She's a health and fitness writer whose work has appeared in publications such as Self, Shape, Fitness, InStyle, Women's Health, Family Circle Prevention, and more. She's also the best-selling author of the Eat Clean Diet book. It's a franchise which has sold over a million copies worldwide. And let's bring her on right now. She has a fascinating journey of her own to share with us. Tosca Reno, welcome to the show.
Hi, and thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure, and this is very timely for me. I was telling you, I've been trying to lose weight myself. I've actually lost 15 pounds now.
Wonderful.
Although I'm not sure where it's gone from, but it's, the scales are telling me it's gone.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
But thank you very much. But this was a very timely book for me because I think you get to a point when you are on any kind of journey where you start feeling a little tired of it. You know, it's like, oh boy, do I have, you know, how much longer and why is this taking so long? But you yourself went through an incredible journey. You described yourself as being a flabby 200-pound plus woman in your 40s. Tell us your own journey, because you certainly do not look that way now.
No, I did perform a little transformation, and that began in my late 30s, early 40s, when I looked at a photograph of myself and realized this is not the way I want to look. I had a shock, and I was unrecognizable to myself. And as the mother of three children at the time, I thought, I have to make some changes, because when I looked at that photograph, I felt very, very sad. I felt, you know, that the best of my life was behind me and that there was nothing much coming as far far as the future goes. And the way I was feeling, overweight, always fighting with the battle of the yo-yo diet, I had hypoglycemia, and I also was experiencing irregular heartbeat and so on. I thought, wow, this is not good. This mm-hmm. is a very bad place to be, that things have got to change. And so I was very sad first, and then I got angry, and then I got busy. I thought, okay, now we're going to fix things. And through stumbling around, making a few mistakes, and then finding my way, I discovered how to transform my body by using eating clean, and I put all of that for everyone to read about in my book, Your Best Body Now.
Hmm. So tell us, give us a high-level view of what eating clean means. I mean, I think it sounds pretty self-explanatory, but just elaborate on that a little more, if you would.
Well, the magic of eating clean is that, if you can believe it, this is a lifestyle way of eating that allows you to eat more but weigh less. It just astounded me to learn that in order for me to lose weight, I was going to have to eat more. But in fact, that is exactly what happened. And so eating clean is eating foods that are as whole and natural as possible. You're eating six smaller meals per day. At each of these meals, you're eating a combination of lean protein and complex carbohydrates. And that is the ideal fuel to slowly be released into your bloodstream so that you're not getting this massive spike of blood glucose, which then may encourage fat storage around the waist and the belly, as we can identify with. So eating clean is the best way to eat to get the best health as well as the leanest version of you. And that's exactly what happened to me. I shed the weight. I began competing in fitness figure and bodybuilding competitions. And then I landed a few magazine covers, and I'm on the cover of Oxygen magazine today at the age of 51.
And fabulous you look. Very fabulous. You have legs that I suspect many people would kill for.
I'm happy with my legs. Thanks.
So I was going to ask a question, then it just flew right out my head. But you talk in the book about giving yourself permission to do this for yourself. I wonder if you talk about that a lot, because you say, I know at one point you were married, and you eventually you said you got a divorce, and that changed a lot about you, because you were trying to be the perfect housewife, the perfect cook, the perfect mom.
Everything, yep.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about giving ourselves permission, if you would, because I think it's something many women go through.
Well, I think North American women particularly are chronically in a position of not taking care of themselves first, because they feel they're the caregivers, they're the ones who organize, they do, they make things happen, they bear the weight of so much responsibility in the home and often even in the financial world. So we feel very much on the bottom of the list, and in Your Best Body Now, I encourage women to flip that list around and put themselves at the top of it. They become the priority on the honey-do list. And it's very much like when you're flying in the airplane and you go through the emergency procedures, where when the oxygen mask falls out of the ceiling, the adults are encouraged to put the mask on themselves first, because, and then their children, because what good are you to your kids if you're not there? I mean, taking care of yourself, looking out for yourself, nourishing yourself properly, training, this is like, it's the baseline loving act of kindness. It's a stroke of brilliance to take care of yourself in this way to become the best version of you possible.
Yeah. Now, I've noticed you use the word training rather than working out in the book. Is there a psychological reason behind that? I ask that because when I'm trying to get fitter, I use the word training, because working out to me sounds like a real drag. But there's something about training that puts me in training mode for some reason.
Right. You can be in training for any number of things, and it is a bit of a softer spin on the working out words, I guess. But training to me also means that it has the intention or the sort of a lifelong plan implied in it. It's something that you intend to do for a while, because we all tend to train for something, whether it's, you know, parenthood, getting ready for a wedding, getting ready for a new job. And this is just one of those things that we do. Working out in the gym can be called training, because that feels more like the right thing. So, and I think it's less off-putting than than the heavier, you know, working out.
Right. It sounds more like a punishment.
Yeah, and I don't want anybody to think that way. I mean, I love the gym. I found salvation in the gym, so I never look at training as punishment. I just think it's phenomenal. It's just to rebuild yourself. I was a very broken woman, and to go into the gym and spend however much time you have training, pushing weight, it's like rebuilding all the brokenness inside of you. That's what happened to me. I rebuilt that woman who had crumbled away, and here I am standing here, thanks to my weight training and eating clean, a very different, very confident, sparkling new version of myself.
Yeah, and it doesn't even really have to be in the gym. I mean, it's a sanctuary. It's your sanctuary where you can go to train,
right,
per se. Yeah.
Right, because we include in Your Best Body Now training for your gym situation or even for at home, because, you know, you don't really need a big, long laundry list of equipment and expensive materials. As long as you can push your own body weight around, you can train.
Yeah. Another thing that I think gets in the way, certainly with me, because I tend to literally go all day, not now, but I used to go all day without eating, and then suddenly at 9 o'clock at night, I'm like, I'm starving.
Yeah, and then you can't stop eating.
And I do know, trust me, how bad that is for you. But after 30 years of never eating breakfast, I swear it took me, even now I sometimes can't face breakfast, but I'm finding now I want it more.
Wow.
I'm getting into that habit, but it's very hard to retrain yourself. And you do talk about this being in your head a lot, but a lot of what gets in the way can be your job too. And you really stress planning, don't you?
I do. I feel like you have to make a date with yourself on the calendar, a standing date to train and to adopt the good habits of eating clean, so that just becomes the backbone of how you nourish yourself throughout the day. And that, you know, once you make these things structures as part of your life, that it, without which you would feel horrible, this becomes second nature, and it happens fairly quickly because you begin to feel so good that you would never consider ditching yourself basically for a training session.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to go down on pen and paper, and you do have to journal what's happening, because without it, you have no plan.
Right. So I want to talk about some of that when we come back from the break. I also want to look at some tips for eating well through the holidays and maintaining, if nothing else.
All right.
You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. And my guest in this segment is Tosca Reno. Her book is called Your Best Body Now, A Younger, Sexier You in Just Minutes a Day. Please stay with us.
Love wildlife? Then make a real difference by helping PAWS care for sick and injured wild animals. Volunteers help feed and clean the animals until they are well enough to return to the wild. Sign up today and help save a wild life. No experience necessary. All training is provided. Visit PAWS.org or call 425-787-2500.
Intuitive dream coach Joyce Chapman says there are no little dreams, that every desire is important, and that you deserve life to its fullest. As a dream activist, Joyce has helped thousands of people gain clarity about their lives and make positive changes. She can help you too. See more information at joycechapman.com. And if you have a question for Joyce regarding your dream, email joyce@joycechapman.com.
You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. Talk radio to help you heal and stay healthy.
It's alive!
Tell your friends. The place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back, everyone. We are talking today about looking fabulous, looking fit and wonderful and sexy during the holiday season. And we have Tosca Reno joining us on the phone. Her book is called Your Best Body Now, Look and Feel Fabulous at Any Age by Eating the Clean Way. And you can get a younger, sexier you in just minutes a day. One of the things in your book, Tosca, that I really like is the food makeover plan. And so let's talk a little bit about that, because I think, you know, we have a plan for, you know, going out and buying gifts for other people. We have a plan for, you know, meals and what we're going to cook for the holidays. Very rarely do we have a little plan for ourselves to take care of ourselves. So let's talk about some of the things that you've done and recommend that we do to take care of ourselves.
Okay, so I begin that process with a kitchen makeover, because all decisions, good and bad, are made at the level of, you know, food choices. So whatever you have in your kitchen is whatever your nutrition is. And if it's a pile of donuts, that's probably what you're going to look and feel like. But if it is a kitchen that is stocked with lean protein choices, with lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, with beans and other excellent options, this is when you're going to be able to create that lean physique. And so in my kitchen makeover, I suggest switching all the foods, the grains that are stripped of their nutrients, into, go back to the brown rice, the cream of wheat, the quinoa, the millet, and the rye. You want grains that have their full three-piece suit on. You want the bran, the outer hull, the germ, the jacket, everything. And the same with cereals. When you're purchasing cereals at the grocery store, don't look for the sugar and all that. Look at the labels and read for ingredients that are known to you, like oatmeal, rye flakes, and so on. So, again, ditching the sugary cereals and putting in your whole grain cereals. And it's natural, too. Nuts and seeds are wonderful sources of instant energy and snack foods. And while you're at it, switch out your commercial peanut butter that's loaded with sugar and switch it up for natural nut butter. It's a much better option.
Yeah.
And then go for dried fruit and frozen options in the freezer. The point is that when your cabinets and your freezers and your pantry are full of foods that reflect a healthy lifestyle, you're less apt to be nibbling on the garbage. So you do have to kind of go through and purge the junk.
Yeah, good place to start. And so then some of the other things you talk about are journaling and inspirational notes, even a dream board. We've talked about using a dream board for, you know, establishing career goals and other dreams. But talk to us a little bit more about some of the inspirational side of things that you work with.
Well, and that's interesting, because Your Best Body Now is a book that not only looks at weight loss and training, and eating the right foods in order to achieve your best self. But we have a lot of teaching tools as to how to accomplish your goals. And as I said to you, you can have a lot of thoughts in your head, but until you write them down, that is, put them in a journal, they really don't become a reality. But the simple act of writing down or journaling your process makes you 50% more likely to be successful at the task. So I would like that advantage on my side, and I encourage, you know, everyone to do that. The dream board is helpful because you can populate it with photographs of how you envision yourself. And it might even be a picture of you in your leaner days. It might be a picture of someone that you admire, their physique or what they're doing. And these things can help inspire you to become the best version of you yet. Another thing that I do quite a bit is I invest in all kinds of colors of index cards, and I write messages to myself, inspirational messages about what I want to try and do or remember that day or that week. And then I'll have one for in my gym bag, one for in my purse, one by my computer, one in the bathroom, and then I read that note. And the note might say something like, you know, self-discipline, Tosca, or, you know, strive for your best today, or even a quote from someone that I find very inspirational. And that helps keep me on track. One of the other things, too, of course, is to look for like-minded friends, people who are doing the same thing as you, who will support you in the journey. Ask for help and get it.
Tosca, are you there?
I am.
Oh, okay. I thought we'd lost you.
No, I'm still
okay.
Right here.
Okay.
There's so much to say.
There was a little click there. So you were saying that you look to supportive friends, too.
Yes, I do. Have you ever noticed that if you spend a lot of time going out and eating with your friends and drinking, that you probably all look quite similar? But if you spend a lot of time, say, preparing or training for a marathon or going for swims or even training for a triathlon, as I did this summer, then that's the kind of person you're going to start looking like. And you want that support from your friends, because you want to be able to keep going in that same direction. You don't want anybody sabotaging your effort, especially in the beginning.
Yeah. And I think, you know, living up here in the Northwest after having lived down in California for so many years, where you literally wear hardly any clothes year round, it's too easy to cover up those lumps and bumps up here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so I think investing in a good full length mirror, because my previous guest said that many of us don't look in full length mirrors anymore.
Well, there are legions of us who dress in the dark. So I invite women, and I say this, that you should periodically, 3 or 4 times throughout the year, do something that most of us dread, which is to go and purchase bikinis or bathing suits and try them on and look at yourself whether you like it or not. Or to go into the bathroom, turn the lights on, shut the door behind you, and just strip off completely naked and have a look at yourself. And, you know, you decide right there, do you like what you see or don't you? You can't cover it up forever. It will come and back and bite you in the backside if you're not careful. So this is, to me, you have a reality check once in a while. The full-length mirror, as you say, the bathroom check. Go look for jeans or bathing suits. The toughest things ever women don't like doing.
Right, right. Well, we need more women bathing suit designers, I think. Let's look at some tips for managing the holidays, because often this can be a big thing for some people. And to add to that, there's stress. And so if you tend to be an emotional eater and you get stressed over the holidays because of whatever's happening in the family, that can lead to more slips, too. So what kind of tips and advice do you give to people to manage events and holidays?
Managing the holidays is really something that you do have to put in the books. You have to put it on the table as almost like you have to plan for it as an obstacle, possibly. And what I have noticed about people who have, you know, gone astray, you know, gone off the rails completely, stopped their training or maybe stopped their dieting, is that they have actually forgotten to program in time for themselves in that busy time to be able to go out and train or to stick with their eating clean meals. So I feel like even more than any other time of the year, you really have to make an effort to get the calendar out and plan dates to train. Okay, so you might not be able to do it with as much frequency, but don't abandon it altogether. Otherwise, your results are going to go completely out the window and your waistline is going to go right there with it.
Yeah.
You can also learn something that I find is a great tip to get through the holidays is going to the gym to train or going for a walk or going, you know, for a ski or whatever it is you want to do helps to mitigate some of that stress because you need a place to offload that. And let's face it, when you're at the gym sort of taking it out on the weights, nobody cares, right? Because the weights don't talk back. But if you bring that stress back into the house, it tends to blow up into a much bigger situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I do is, let's say I'm going to go to a party. I don't save up for the party because the last place I want to be seen pigging out is at a party. I want to show up, right? I want to show up with my sexy lingerie underneath my clingy dress with my killer heels and be there to kind of cruise along, sipping on my one glass of red wine, nibbling a few things like a few cocktail jumbo shrimp or something like that. But I don't want to look like a pig. So through the day, before the party begins, I'm going to keep to my regular eating clean meals. I'm going to start my day with my breakfast. I'm going to follow up 3 hours later with something small, and so on, so that I'm not arriving at the party absolutely famished, because that's certainly going to put you over the top.
Yeah.
And if you have made a plan that you're going to say, okay, well, this is the one party where I'm going to nibble on some of my favorite sweet treats, desserts, or holiday favorites, then do so, but don't gorge. Take a few pieces, of which you might take 1 or 2 bites. You don't have to eat the whole thing.
Mm. You've got some great recipes at the back of the book. One, I'm going to try this one, gingerbread rice pudding.
No, it's yummy. It's yummy, and it's great for the holidays.
Mm. Do you have a favorite recipe here that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I love the pesto because all of these recipes were tested in my kitchen at home, and my children and I developed them together. And the pesto was made out of lots of ingredients that came out of my garden. It was beautifully fresh, and we just created it, you know, together to enjoy as not only a topping for noodles, but also on fish. I also love the spring rolls because when I always make plenty of those, and then I carry them with me. They have wonderful crunchy vegetables in them and rice paper wrappers, which is in keeping with eating clean. And then, you know, you can just take these lovely little nibblers with you
as your lunch snack or your midday snack.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, soups. I'm big on soups. I love soups like crazy. So I'm always making, before I left yesterday for Dallas, I made a big pot of leek and potato soup with broccoli in it. And, you know, I just do this as a something that I enjoy very much. So I have a Mexican tomato chicken soup, which is delicious because it's there again. You have your complex carbs and you have your chicken all in one place, your protein. But you've got these nutrients that are just in one pot, ready to go. Very simple.
Well, they all look lovely, and I'm going to try all of them out, but I'm going to start with a gingerbread rice pudding for sure. What would you like to leave our listeners with today? If we had nothing else today, where do we need to start today to start feeling younger and sexier and have more energy?
Okay. Well, this is something everyone can do, and I totally believe in the power of this one step. And that would be to identify sugar in all its forms and where it's living in your house and get it out. And you would be better off tomorrow immediately because sugar is the most detrimental thing that we have included in our diet. It's not even a food. It's an anti-food because it destroys the body on the way out. So don't even bring it in there. Just get rid of it, and you would be surprised at how quickly your body will respond by even weight loss and feeling more vital and refreshed.
Well, Tosca, I thank you so much for being with us today. Great book. Really good information in here. And
wonderful. Thank you for having me. And we do have a website, toscareno.com.
Yes,
if you want
to say that again.
Yeah, it's toscareno.com,
mm-hmm.
where anyone can come visit and learn about the success stories we've had already with eating clean.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you being with us. Tosca Reno, her book again, Your Best Body Now. Look and feel fabulous at any age the Eat Clean way and get a younger, sexier you in just minutes a day. And you should check out Tosca Reno. She's got legs to die for.
Thanks for having me and enjoy the rice pudding.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I just want to take a minute before we go today to talk about what's coming up. And we have the Alive Expo coming up. We're going to be there. Mr. Eric, you're not going to be with us, though, are you? Because you have a birthday weekend that weekend, and you sidled out of it.
What
but
can I say?
I will be there with a couple of PAs. And I would love to meet some of you in person if you're going along to the Alive Expo. It's a two-day event. It's packed with interactive demonstration, health lectures, workshops. What else, Eric? There's a lot of stuff going on there, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah.
I believe there are 300 national and local companies. Everything's about health, well-being,
mm-hmm.
fitness.
Yep.
And did I say the dates already? November 13th and 14th.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on Saturday through 6 p.m. And on Sunday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And it's down at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall.
And people can find more information by going to our website, 1150kknw.com. And there's links there for finding out more about the Alive Expo. And we're giving away tickets, too. So people should definitely stay tuned because there may be another ticket giveaway here before the end of the show. A, and B, of course, next week here on Conversations Live, we'll be giving away more tickets so people can go for free.
Okay, well,
gotta love that.
That's super. That's very good. So I would love to see you down there. And we're going to have some giveaways ourselves at our little table. And I'm also going to be talking later on Saturday evening. The number one question that I get asked is, how do you get published? Now, a lot of people are trying, you know, they're writers or they want to become writers. They want to get stuff published. There's also a lot of business owners that I run into who want to establish themselves as an expert. And one of the best ways they can do that is to get a few articles published because then people start talking about that. And I was thinking about, you know, the Alive Expo is such a huge audience, people from all kinds of backgrounds. What do I talk about? But this was something I thought I could really
sink your teeth into, so to speak.
Sink my teeth into. And it is the number one question that I get asked. How do I get published? And most importantly, how do I get paid for it?
Yeah.
That's key.
These are good questions.
So that's what I'm going to talk about on Saturday at 5 p.m. And guess I would love to have questions from you if you were planning on going down there. And we can address those questions during that talk. All right, so we've got 1 minute left. I want to just let you know that next week we have an interesting, we have a promo running for next week's show. But in addition to talking about toxic men with Dr. Lillian Glass, I'll also be talking with a lady who faced a very difficult challenge. You like that phrase, toxic men, or not?
What? I just had to laugh. Because
I saw you pulling a face there.
Of course, I voiced the promo as I always do. And the promo copy is, how do we, get rid of toxic men in our lives, you know? And I'm supposed to say that. And I just thought, well, that was a little funny. So I tweaked it a little bit to make it for women.
Okay, well, how women get, yeah. Toxic men and women, it's all the same. Oh, we're running out of time already.
We are, yes.
Okay, all right. So I'll just say we'll be back next week. Please do tune in. And you can find out more about us at conversationslive.net. You can reach me at 800-495-7617, 800-495-7617. Live well, live strong. Thanks for being with us.